Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities. And most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here's your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. Well, I hope you're having a good day. I do want to take a minute to remember everyone who has been through Hurricane Michael, because that was not a good day for a few people. And living in San Diego, I kind of never experienced that kind of weather. We worry about earthquakes once in a while, but we never have this kind of horrendous weather. So our hearts and prayers go out to everyone who is in the path of Hurricane Michael. And now that I've said that, it is a beautiful day in San Diego. We're just having a great time out here. It actually rained for a change, which is like so unusual. So we're enjoying our rain. So today is one of the most important shows that I've had in the year and a half or so that we've been doing this, because there's so much confusion about this subject, especially since I live in California, which, you know, everybody knows Californians are kind of known for being fast and loose and free with the things we do and the stuff that we ingest or take or do, whatever. We're going to talk about CBD and CBD oil. Now, this is a derivative of the plant that everybody calls the marijuana plant. But you guys, it's not pot. And so there have been just raging battles over this, holy cow, since the 70s, I think, because some of the research Timothy Leary did was with marijuana and its derivatives. CBD is a totally different chemical makeup than the pot that you smoke or that you eat in brownies and get high. And because of that, it has wonderful medicinal properties and none of the stuff that you associate with a pot high. You don't get high, you don't lose your judgment, you don't get the munchies. None of that stuff happens because it's not the same chemical. So people need to know that first of all. So when we talk about CBD, we're not talking about marijuana, we're not talking about the way people just say cannabis. We're talking about an honest to God, real beneficial supplement for people. And it has literally saved lives. Now, the other thing about it is that this is actually legal in all 50 states, whereas I don't know what the pot laws are now. I can't keep up with all 50 states, but perhaps our guests will know that. So I would like to introduce you to some really, really good experts on this subject. They are with a company that is absolutely the best reputation. If you're going to do this, you want to go somewhere honest that's done their research, this is it. So I'd like to introduce you to Tony Martella and Damien Chalet from the Kennaway Corporation. So let's start with Tony. Hey, Tony.
How are you doing?
Okay, so tell me, first of all, I don't know how long you've been in it, but how long has Kennaway been doing this?
Kennaway has been, and Damien can feel free to jump in at any moment, but Kennaway has been around for quite some time. I personally have been involved with Kennaway for a little under a year, roughly about 8 months. So I'm relatively new, but I also did quite some research for about 2 years before I got involved with the company. So I know pretty much years worth of things regarding CBD, but it changes every day. So Damien actually is a personal friend of mine that got me involved with the company, and he's been doing it for quite some time.
Oh, okay. So Damien, how long has Kennaway been around doing this stuff?
So Kennaway, hey, how you doing, by the way? Thank you for having me. So Kennaway is actually a division of Medical Marijuana Incorporated, which is based out of San Diego. Medical Marijuana Incorporated actually created the CBD industry and took the first phytocannabinoid to the marketplace back in 2012. So they actually created the entire space. We were the first to marketplace with a cannabis CBD back in 2012, and then we just came to marketplace with a non-cannabis CBD in 2018. So we're the first to do a lot of different things. I'm on the advisory board of the company, and Cantaway itself has actually been in business for about 5 years now, and it's a portfolio company of Medical Marijuana Incorporated.
Now that's interesting, because you said cannabis and non-cannabis based CBD. I didn't know.
Yeah, pretty
exact. I didn't know there were two. What's the difference?
So, you know, in the cannabis family, there are actually two different plants. Of course, there's the marijuana plant, and there's the hemp plant. What we're talking about today is the hemp side. So we were the first to marketplace with a hemp CBD, just to be clear. And then, of course, in 2018, we know that there are a lot of people that still have stigma, you know, with cannabis, with just the word cannabis.
Yeah.
One of the things that we did is that we went on a really, really long search for another source of CBD, because there are other plants that offer CBD, and we found a doctor who actually advises the World Health Organization. Actually, our company was the only company invited to speak at the World Health Organization on the topic. But anyway, that's another topic. But so we found a doctor, Dr. Balmy Joseph, and he actually has a plant. It's called the Crea brand cumulus plant, which is it's a hops plant. And actually, it is a full-spectrum cannabinoid. It does not contain any THC. And the preliminary findings of that particular product, it's actually testing to be almost three times more bioavailable than the actual cannabis version.
Wow. Okay, and bioavailable basically means when you ingest something, it actually gets to do something good in your body. Because a lot of us take supplements, and then they just go right into the toilet. So that's interesting.
Now that's Dr.
The thing you said that got me.
Preliminary research,
I thought,
by the way.
I'm sorry. I thought hemp and marijuana were the same plant.
That's what a lot of people think, and that's okay. You know, this is where the actual opportunity comes about. You know, where Cantaway has a very unique position in the marketplace is because we educate. And that's really what we do, and we're in the business of education. Through education and enlightening people, then when you can answer the question, why do I need this, through that education comes part of educating people in different forms of the cannabis plant, just like the citrus plant. The citrus plant, oranges and lemons, are both in the same family, but yet they're quite different.
Well, now that,
and the
that
marijuana are also the same.
Okay, so most of us are familiar with the word hemp and rope and clothes and maybe eating hemp seeds, and we think that's okay. Then you say medical marijuana, and they go, uh-oh, marijuana, that's not okay.
Yeah. So hemp and marijuana are actually quite different. They're also very similar, but they're quite different. So one is grown for its industrial application. One is very high in THC, which is the marijuana side, and that's very short and bushy. But the hemp side is very high in CBD and very low in trace amounts of THC. As a matter of fact, it's non-psychoactive when it comes from the hemp plant. Now, when it comes from the marijuana plant, of course, that's grown for its psychoactive effect. There's really no industrial application whatsoever when it comes from a marijuana plant. And, you know, there's 50,000 different things that can be made from hemp. Anything made from petroleum can be made by hemp. As a matter of fact, Ford made one of his first Model T Ford cars out of hemp.
So that's why the misconception, the CBD that you're using from a hemp plant is legal in all 50 states, because it's a different plant than the marijuana.
That's part of it, but not necessarily the full reason.
Okay, why is this safe and you know, legal in every state, but medical marijuana is still kind of sketchy?
Now, hemp is not legal in every state. It has to meet certain qualifications in order for it to be legal in every state. For example, so if you are part of the government's pilot program that is under the Farm Bill Act of 2014, Section 7606 of that law states that you can be a part of the government's pilot program and grow hemp, but it is not for the form of commercialization for any purposes whatsoever, for research purposes only. So, for example, if you're growing hemp in Colorado, let's say, under the government's program. You cannot turn that into any type of a finished product for commercialization and ship beyond that state. So our products are actually sourced from European industrialized hemp, which is legal for importation through the Farm Bill Act. And where you extract from on the plant is determining whether or not it's a Schedule I controlled substance or not. For example,
Yeah, I said, wow, that's fascinating.
So if you extract from the flower of the plant on either marijuana or hemp, it is a Schedule I controlled substance. Now, what we have done is we've sought out qualified farmers, fifth-generation hemp farmers, and really spent 4 years finding the right farmer. Our hemp is grown in Austria, very clean air quality. And one of the things that most people don't know is if it is extracted from the mature stalk of the cannabis sativa L plant, it is exempt from the Controlled Substances Act. So that is the second part to the law. So number one is, where is it sourced from? And number two is, where is it being extracted from? If you meet both of those qualifications, you can ship federally.
That is interesting. And I think people just have no idea about this. We just think everything is either you get high marijuana or you don't get high marijuana, but we have no idea where these things come from or what they do. And, you know, I know that there are a lot of uses for this. When you're smoking pot, you're going to get high. If you use your CBD products, do you get intoxicated?
Tony, go ahead.
No, not at all. Not at all. There's many different uses, and often, you know, that those uses can be used for pain. They could be reducing that pain quickly. You can take it in your food in oil form. You can take it in capsule form. There's many different ways to ingest CBD oil without, you know, the stigmatism and, you know, the taboo topic of smoking weed or marijuana and getting that high feeling. That does not happen with hemp. You don't get the psychoactive feeling whatsoever.
Yeah, when we come back, I want to talk about whether or not it's going to show up in a drug test, what the conditions are that it. But we need to run to a break, and we'll be right back. Come back, you guys. This is an important subject, and we'll be right back with our angels of the we don't know plant.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Here's a question for you. You got no success? I've got the therapy. I'm Dr. Sarah Young, founder of Success No Therapy, and I'll help you define your success and choose the therapy that'll get it for you. You name it, hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, EFT, crystals, angel healing, and more. They're all available anywhere in the world. Like my radio show, Dr. Red Says, we are here online 24/7. Visit www.drsarahmyoung.com or www.facebook.com/drredsays to arrange an appointment or call 858-860-0461. Blessings.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, y'all, and just sit down and take some notes because this is fascinating. I thought I knew something about it, but it's amazing the amount I don't know about this. First thing is, because we say medicinal, not medicinal, do you need a prescription to take your product?
No, you don't need
prescription. That is required. Now, our product is being written as a prescription in 3 different countries for 11 different indications. So other countries are writing prescriptions for our products, but here in the States, you do not need that.
Okay, that's amazing. And we talked during the break, and you said that it's the first one that's ever been written up in the PDR. And if you guys don't know what that is, it's the physician's desk reference to legal medicines, what's out there, what it looks like, what schedule it is, how you prescribe it. That's fascinating.
Yeah, so in 2019, that'll be available, and it'll be referenced in the PDR.
So to me now, see, I'm not a medical doctor, I'm a therapist, but I work with a lot of MDs, and to me, I own my own PDR. If something's in the PDR, it must be legitimate. I mean, that's got to be it. So we also talked during the break, because I do this show, people have given me bottles of different kinds of CBD oil, and nothing's ever worked. And you had a really good reason for that. You want to tell me why they probably didn't work for me?
You know, all CBD is not created equally, and if anybody is taking notes here or might want to write this down, Penn University did a study recently, and the title of that study was that 70% of CBD is either mislabeled or contains no CBD whatsoever. Now,
wow.
I find that appalling, to be quite honest with you. And that's why it's really important that people understand this is not something that you want to price shop. Because most people that price shop this stuff, you know, they're selling it at sometimes your local gas station. For example, 125 milligrams for $49.99. Sounds cheap, right? Sounds really cheap. And most people will purchase something like that because it fits in most people's budget. But The average person who is healthy needs about a 50 milligram serving size on a daily basis to supplement their endogenous cannabinoid system, which is really what most people should be being educated on. That's the engine for everything. That's why CBD even matters, is that the single largest self-regulatory system in every mammal's body is called the endogenous cannabinoid system.
Huh.
And this CBD, what it does is it triggers these receptor sites. So, you know, a lot of people are price shopping this, and, you know, $49 sounds cheap. But now you need 11 bottles of that particular product to equal one tube of what we sell, which is a full-spectrum phytocannabinoid. So, you know, our 1,500 milligram oil is a full spectrum. We have lab results on it. Most people don't know the right questions to ask. You want to be asking, hey, let me see the lab results in this particular product. Now, what we're finding in some of these studies is that some of these products are containing lead, arsenic, different heavy metals, and it's really important that you know what you're putting in your body. So make sure before you purchase CBD from anyone, you ask for lab results. We have a triple lab testing procedure. Actually, we created the quality standards for the industry. We were the first to do this to ensure our product's efficacy, and in doing so, you can just go down to the bottom of our website, look up each batch's certificate of analysis, also look up the lab results on those particular products or each individual product. But all CBD is not created equally. You got your full spectrums, which contain trace amounts of THC. They have your terpenes, your flavonoids, your plant wax, your chlorophyll, your THC, CBD, CBG. Now, there's 148 different cannabinoids, of which CBD is only one.
Wow.
So our full-spectrum cannabinoid, what that does, it has anywhere from 60 to 80 different cannabinoids in our products. Now there's an isolate product also. Now, for drug testing, if you're concerned about drug testing, you're going to have to be consuming an isolate product. The full spectrum product is not going to be for you because you will fail a drug test with a full spectrum product. Now, the isolate product means that CBD was isolated out of that product, okay? And it's only CBD mixed with whatever carrier oil is used. I will recommend medium chain triglycerides. CBD is really absorbed, very good with fatty foods, just really with foods. So if you're taking CBD, you should be taking it with food. It'll do a lot faster with that. But an isolate product is the only way to go for someone that is concerned about drug testing. And there's, you know, some things people need to know about that. Drug testing is very, you know, if you're concerned about drug testing for your job, number one, you have to kind of know, are they testing for cannabinoids or are they testing for THC?
Oh, okay.
Because if they're testing for cannabinoids, all of our products and every CBD on the market will fail a drug test.
Okay. What do we know what government usually uses when they're testing people? Or?
Most people that are doing a full screen are testing for THC. But, for example, if you're called into the office, they're going to ask you to go in the bathroom, and they use the dipstick type of drug test. The dipstick drug test only tests for cannabinoids. Now, you will fail that, but let's say that the job is, you know, you can also request that your job do an analysis on that and take it a step further, and they would see that there is no THC in there whatsoever. So if it's a dipstick drug test that tests for cannabinoids, not specifically for THC, every CBD on the market will fail that. That's why we really stress for people that are really concerned. That's why we brought the Humulus CBD to the marketplace, because it's not cannabis-based.
See, I worry about that because I have a son who was medically retired from the Navy, and he has some serious neurological problems. I'd love to see him take this, but he works for the NSA now, and I'm sure the NSA...
Yeah, he wouldn't be able to take that product, ma'am.
Oh, rats.
He wouldn't be able to take any CBD right now, to be really honest with you. The only thing he would be able to do is be able to take the Humulus product, which is... we recently brought that to the marketplace maybe 90, 120 days ago.
Well, darn, because, you know, if they had more understanding of this stuff, it would make life a lot easier for people who are suffering. I watched a documentary on a lady who just fought like a son of a gun to get it for her child who had seizures, and because I have seizures, I understand that. She just had to go all the way to the state legislature to get this for her child, and the seizures just stopped. They just stopped dead. And that's amazing. I mean,
now, while you're on that topic, ma'am, can I add something?
Sure.
You mentioned seizures. What attracted me to this company initially was their nonprofit. We have a nonprofit that is, it's called Echo Connection. If anybody here wants to get educated on all the research and all the studies that have been done on this topic, we have put together an educational resource that has over 2,400 published medical studies, clinical trials that have been done on the topic, and it's also it's a nonprofit. We don't turn down anybody who can't afford these products. So if you come to us and you can't afford the products, we have a nonprofit set up. It's called Echo Connection, and Echo Connection is somewhat like a WebMD / PubMed style of website. And I was able to meet one of the Echo children. Her name was Sadie Higuera. Actually, Sadie lives in San Diego. She lives in the San Diego area. Her father, Brian Higuera, is a good friend of mine. But Sadie has a very rare condition, and it's CDLK5. I think there's like 60 people on the planet that have it.
Wow.
And her condition is 300 to 500 seizures a day. Well, cannabinoids have saved this little girl's life. And when I saw that with my firsthand with my own eyes, I have my own condition that I'm dealing with, and it's related to seizures, but nothing like Sadie's. And I saw hope for me. So you can go to echoconnection.org and look up any study on any condition or anything that you might be dealing with, and look for some real scientific validation on the different studies and the different findings on the topic. And also, if you'd like to donate for people that have special needs, mostly special needs children, that's what ECHO is set up for.
So echoconnection.org.
Yes, ma'am.
That's wonderful. I'm telling you, I don't have that kind of a seizure problem either. I do have one because of having had brain cancer. But there are so many things that this is good for. Can you give me some other conditions that it might... let me see how close we are.
So,
we have a couple minutes.
So
can you give me a couple other conditions that this might help?
I want to help everybody understand why it works differently for so many other people. Because that's one of the number one questions that I'm asked. Why does this work so well for so many different things? And the number one thing that most people are not talking about is they're not educating on the endogenous cannabinoid system. The word endogenous means from the body. So we have cannabinoids that are produced inside the human body and a system of receptors called the endogenous cannabinoid system, which are CB1 receptor sites that are in the brain, and CB2 receptor sites are all throughout your immune system, in your immune areas. When these receptor sites are triggered by cannabinoids, by the consumption of cannabinoids, phytocannabinoids, the body then starts to bring itself into what's called homeostasis. Now, most people don't even know what that means. The definition of homeostasis is the body's ability to be able to maintain itself in the correct and proper environment. So this endogenous cannabinoid system homeostatically intertwines your endocrine system, your immune system, your skeletal system. All your systems in your body are homeostatically intertwined by this endogenous cannabinoid system that is finally being taught in medical schools. Finally.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. That's interesting.
Yeah, it was discovered about 30 years ago. So the reason why so many people from so many different walks of life are seeing, you know, so many different results with different types of conditions is because what your body is doing is attempting to put itself into balance. And because of the geographical differences of where we live and the air that we breathe and the food that we eat and our different lifestyles, we're all deficient in different areas. So when you consume cannabinoids, your body's then moving itself back into homeostasis. Now, this is going to blow your mind, Doc. Would you believe, and this is fact, this is not a statement of my opinion, it's a matter of fact, that a woman's breast milk contains cannabinoids in the highest concentration of anything.
Oh, wow.
That's called AP5, actually. That's the short term for the word. And that was discovered in 1992 by Dr. Raphael Meshulam out of Israel, and the United States government's been funding his research for over 50 years. And in 1991 was when the first endogenous cannabinoid was found, and that one is called anandamide. And anandamide is actually the chemical that is released at the time that someone achieves what is called the runner's high. Some people think that's
important,
right? Well, actually, it's called anandamide, and anandamide is an endogenous cannabinoid. Now, just remember, the word endogenous means from the body. What we do is we manufacture and sell phytocannabinoids.
Take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about some of these products that you can take to help you along the way getting these endogenous cannabinoids. We'll be right back.
Your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need success no therapy. Dr. Red, aka Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Here's a question for you. You got no success? I've got the therapy. I'm Dr. Sarah Young, founder of Success No Therapy, and I'll help you define your success and choose the therapy that'll get it for you. You name it, hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, EFT, crystals, angel healing, and more. They're all available anywhere in the world. Like my radio show, Dr. Red Says, we are here online 24/7. Visit www.drsarahmyoung.com or www.facebook.com/drredsays to arrange an appointment, or call 858-860-0461. Blessings.
Have you left the cage that held you back but find yourself in the wild of your life wondering, what do I do now? I'm Dr. Lisa Cooney, and today I'm going to give you the tools to answer that question. Regardless of the issue, your choices of the past no longer need to haunt you. You have the power to change that and to create from a space of fun and ease. How different can your life be? Find out. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, y'all. And this is such a fascinating subject. I think it's going to end up two shows. But before we jump back into that, I need to do our regular segment. And this is, I collect tarot cards. I'm not that superstitious, but they're fun. And so I am a crystal master and also an angel healer. So these cards are really cool because on one side there's a crystal and on the other side there's an angel. And so you shuffle up the deck and then the card picks you. So the card that picked us for today is not going to make a lot of sense until a little bit later. It's the blue lace agate, which is a beautiful stone. And it says, do you feel like you keep missing opportunities? Do you wish to recognize opportunities when they knock? Have faith that divine timing is at play in your life. Believe that you are always in the right place at the right time with the right people. And this is brought to you by the Angel of Divine Timing. These are your affirmations. I usually say each one three times. So if you don't have a chance to write them down right now, I'll be back on the air again at 1 in the morning tonight. And then the next day, you can look on the archives, and all the shows that have aired will be over there in the archives, and you can pick it up there. So here are your affirmations. Favorable opportunities present themselves to me in many ways. I recognize these opportunities and I follow through on their promise. I always seem to be in the right place at the right time. I enjoy the benefits of divine timing. So this will make sense to you in a little bit. Just remember the word opportunity. So we were talking about this androgynous system. So the neat thing is there are many parts of your body doing many different things, and you mentioned that this product can address more than one thing, which is pretty cool. So how many products do you have, and how do you decide what somebody would take?
We already have a line of products.
Go ahead, Tony.
Go ahead.
Okay, Tony?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, go ahead, Tony.
Okay. We have a line of products, you know, and it's very difficult to arrange what products, you know, would be good for certain things. I mean, me personally, I love the salve because that would be a topical CBD, something that I can rub into my skin right away that handles, you know, joint pains and just your everyday aches and pains.
Ooh.
But somebody with some... Oh, go ahead.
Ooh, that's great. I would love that.
Yeah. And then something, you know, a little bit more severe, with anxiety or something of that nature, or, you know, a seizure, you might want to, you know, check out the premium hemp oil, which is, you know, an applicator. It's, one of the best oils and quality that you could probably take for specific things. Me personally, I really like the Revive line, and I like the Saz because it's, It's an everyday energy and booster as far as the Revive line goes. I like the AM. That's really good.
So it gives you energy as well.
Go ahead.
It can give you energy.
Absolutely.
Oh, cool.
I mean, that specific product it helps me throughout the day. There's also a PM, and there's also, you know, it's a three-part system. So it's a full-day CBD 24-hour regimen that works for me personally.
So they tell them where they can go to see all of these things before we forget, because this is so interesting. But please mention your website so they can go and take
sure.
a look.
I mean, my personal website, you could Google Hemp World with 2 D's on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and there will be a link in the bio to click to check out our Cannaway website. Also, Damien, feel free to jump in here.
Yeah, so Cannaway,
you know, all the requests for product, whatever, let it go to you, buddy.
Okay,
so they're all going to Tony. There's a reason that they're going to Tony right now. Tony, tell me a little bit about how you got involved in this and what is it that you do with the company?
I got involved with this while I was in school 3 years back, and I was in a position where I just felt like there was something more than what I was doing. And Damien was actually a personal friend of mine through a close personal friend that I knew. We were, you know, social media friends at the time. And I kept seeing these posts, you know, about a subject that I was always interested in. I also always wanted to own my own business. So I found this, you know, post after post. I'm like, oh my God, what is this guy doing? So I hit him up one day through the messenger and, you know, gave him a message and was like, hey, listen, you know, what are you doing? What's going on? And he kind of broke everything down for me in an organized fashion. And then I really did my research for, you know, a few years because it was that taboo topic. After I finally decided to go ahead, you know, I'm. This is my main thing. This is what I want to do as a career. I want to help people find a solution in a legal way.
That's fabulous. And not only are you helping people get well, but we talked about that word opportunity. And so you have an opportunity to help people in another way. How is that?
Absolutely. The opportunity is to own your own business online if you choose, or you can take the route of opening up a physical location. You can do that right through the website. Actually, this month, the company decided to lower the $55 membership fee to only $1 to sign up and start this.
What?
So this is actually a prime opportunity for anybody that, you know, is maybe a little tight on cash at the moment that can't get an opportunity to start their business, and you can do it remotely through your cell phone. The company has a application that they just rolled out this past month, which is great. So for any phone device, you can run your business right off your phone. Usually
wow.
It's $55 for the year, but for the end of the month of October, they have $1 membership fee.
I can't think of any business on earth you can get into for $1, but I would pay the $55.
Right.
This is so important. When we have just another couple of seconds. When we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit more about the opportunity, where you can find it, and maybe having my angels come back. I'm looking at my thing here. We have a little bit more time than I thought we did. Just hang on a sec. So if they want to join this, they can go to the Kennaway. Well, we want to send them to Tony's location now. Is that different than just going to Kennaway.com or... How do I find you?
There's two ways. Mainly, I would suggest going to the Hemp World website. Just type in Google or Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, Hemp World with 2 D's, and you can click the website that way. Or if you like, my representative ID for the company is 1251-535. And you could technically go to the Cannaway website and put in that representative ID as well.
Okay, so you're Hemp World with two D's.
Yes.
.com.
It's a Facebook page, it's an Instagram account, and it's a Twitter account. That will route you directly to our Canaway website.
That's fantastic, and you really do want to go here and get the proper information. I cannot tell you guys enough that you need to get accurate information. This subject is so murky. There are so many people saying so many things. I'm sure the two products that I tried, one may not have even had any hemp, cannabinoid in them. They didn't say take it with food. They didn't really say much of anything. They just wanted to charge me $100 for a very small bottle of oil. This is not safe, you guys. So I really, really trust this company, and I wouldn't say that if I didn't mean it. I would trust it with my life. Go there and read the real information. Don't trust somebody that just said, well, we've done studies in the Amazon. Jeez, that's insane. So please go there, check it out, and if you would like to become what do you call yourselves, a distributor or?
It's an independent distributor or a brand ambassador for Canaway.
Okay, so if you would like to do that, then go to the hempworld.com. Yes? And check out the product.
Just go to Hempworld with 2Ds on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
And they will be connected to you, Tony, right?
Yes, and that will direct them directly to the company website where they can shop online, shop at wholesale pricing, and a lot more.
Now, is there a difference, like if you just, can you just become a member and get wholesale pricing, or do you need to actually be a distributor?
In order to get the wholesale pricing, you would have to go through somebody like myself to get that, or there's also something called a SmartShip program, which customers can get wholesale pricing through the SmartShip program. We also offer customers a 3-and-3 program, which is awesome because there's not many places that you can shop, and they give you free product.
That's cool. So you get three people, and then you get something free?
As a customer, yeah. You could, let's say if you really like a product and you told, you know, Sally down the way that, hey, I really like this product and it worked for me, and she went in there and bought that product through you, and you did that, you know, for three people, you could get whatever you ordered for that current month. I believe is completely free.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, listen, we have to go back to another break, but when we come back, sure. I want to talk about some of my favorite patients, animals. So we will be right back, and we'll talk about how it is safe to use this with your favorite pet, which everyone knows is your family member. So we'll be right back with Tony and Damien.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Here's a question for you. You got no success? I've got the therapy. I'm Dr. Sarah Young, founder of Success No Therapy, and I'll help you define your success and choose the therapy that'll get it for you. You name it, hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, EFT, crystals, angel healing, and more. They're all available anywhere in the world. Like my radio show, Dr. Red Says, we are here online 24/7. Visit www.drsarahmyoung.com or www.facebook.com/drredsays to arrange an appointment or call 858-860-0461. Blessings!
How do you define work? Is it that mundane Monday through Friday place that seems to be sucking a third of your life out of you? Or have you made it a place of personal fulfillment, achievement, and purpose? If you are looking to make your work life the latter, tune in to Working on Purpose with Elise Cortez. There are all kinds of inspiring work-life stories told by people who have made work something to look forward to every day. Working on Purpose can be heard every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Empowerment.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, y'all. And we're here with our angels of an immense opportunity, and that is to find out about cannabinoids, what they do for you, what CBD oil is, what CBD products are, and not only for you, but like I said, I do love my animals, and my market, mostly because I work with military and veterans, there are a lot of veterans out there with service animals, and you take care of the animal takes care of you. So this is a product that's not only okay for people, it's okay for animals. That is cool. So what are some common uses for animals?
Some common uses for animals, I mean, as far as the products would go, we have Donphase Pure Line, which is awesome, which is an oil form, which you can just put in their food, and your pets will, you can put them on a daily regimen and just put a little bit of oil like you would normally feed them. There's also pet chews and, there's other products available, hemp products available for your pet as well.
Oh, so you can give them a little treat and it's in there.
Yeah, absolutely. We have Donphase Chews, which is just another form of CBD dog treat. Or also we have the oil, which is good for all mammals. So it's not just good for your dog or cat.
Cool.
People that own horses, on farms are using our Donphase premium hemp oil line to give their horses or their cows or pigs. So it's not just specific one animal or the other. This oil is good for all mammals. We all have the endogenous cannabinoid system.
When you think about it, those horses are standing an awful long time. They probably do get some pretty gnarly joint problems. So the horses, large dogs have joint problems. So I can see where that would be a great help. And, of course, I don't think there's anything more loyal or more helpful to a human being than an animal. I mean, even more so than another human. So we do want to take care of our animals. Now, we were talking about reach. And you said, this is true. You go into a doctor's office and you get 7 minutes if you're lucky. And how many people does he get to see a day? How many people are you reaching? Damien, how many people do you reach?
Well, as a company, we have about 50,000 distributors worldwide. We can ship all the way out through Europe, all countries in Europe and all 50 states here in the United States. But, when I think about the impact that we're making, this was a cannabis company that chose the direct selling model for a specific reason. Belly to belly is the best way to educate people. And, since I've been in this company, my lineage in the company is about 15,000 people. So when you think about how many people are being educated on a daily basis, we have the opportunity to far exceed the reach and the amount of lives that are being impacted on a daily basis than any physician does. That's why when I speak to physicians, I share that vision with them of not only impacting lives within their clinics, but impacting lives with this model of direct selling outside of their clinics and, through the power of one, I call it, one person at a time, one day at a time, one kind act at a time, one enlightened mind at a time, we can shift the consciousness. And when you can educate people and you share positive messages, we can all change the world. really can.
Well, that's, I'm all for that. And I really do think that being able, the neat thing about websites is I'm always up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I want to know something. You have your website there. You have your research there. You have lots of stuff there that you can't get 9 to 5 in a doctor's office. So people can actually go and do their research with you. And then the next time they see you, they'll be armed with the questions they need to ask. So this is a great use of time. My doctor is not on any website anywhere. And half the time I don't know what he's doing. So we're educating ourselves to take care of ourselves. And that's the American spirit. So I love that. Are you going to come back and tell us more about this foundation? Because that sounds so exciting.
Yeah, I'd love to. As a matter of fact, if you'd like, what I could possibly do is maybe schedule a time where I can get Andrea Barnes, who's the president of the foundation, to possibly come speak on your show. I'm sure she'd be more than happy to. So Echo Connection, again, is just it's a nonprofit where we offer financial aid assistance to families that rely on cannabinoids for quality of life. And, you know, for example, in Sadie's condition, I was talking about Sadie Higuera earlier, you know, her medical bills and her family's medical bills are just tremendous. Her parents are heroes. And, you know, a lot of our other Echo families, as a matter of fact, I just got back from Hawaii, which is one of the incentives of our company. They send us on different trips throughout the year. I qualified for both of them since we've had these trips, but we just met a family that out of Brazil, and there's actually a documentary on this. The documentary is titled Illegal. One of the families from Brazil actually literally changed federal laws to allow our company's products into the country of Brazil. And what happened was one of our Echo families was coming to the United States to get these cannabinoids from our company. They took them back to Brazil. And she was arrested in customs for importing this product into their country. They called her a drug smuggler.
Jeez.
So what she did was they decided to fight back to the Brazilian government. And there's an entire documentary on this too. It's titled Illegal. And what happened was that they fought so hard for their daughter that now the country of Brazil is providing subsidies to their citizens for children that have epilepsy. It's just truly amazing how these people literally changed the world. And, you know, another one of our Echo families changed the laws in Mexico. Mexico has very strict cannabinoid laws. And, you know, we had to remove the THC out of the CBD. We were the first company to do that. And, again, another one of our Echo families got the federal laws changed in Mexico to allow for our company's products to be imported into Mexico. So, you know, a lot of these families that are part of our Echo program are world changers. You know, they fought really hard for their children's access to this wonderful plant that we have.
Wow.
You guys can find out about all these stories of these families at echoconnection.org. And I'm sure Andrea Barnes, if I spoke to her, she's a very good friend of mine. She was actually in Hawaii with us.
We'd
be more than happy to come speak on your show.
We have like a minute and a half here, and this is such a fascinating subject, and you are changing the world, and I'm just honored to have you on the show because, like I said, having had seizures, I know what it's like. Every seizure destroys a little bit of your brain. So if you can stop that, my goodness, you're angels, honest angels. So thank you so much for coming. I do want you to come back, and you'll notice, regulars, that we didn't do the rant of the week, because this was too important, and the only rant I could think of is that we don't have enough time today. So next week, we are going to have John Cushman. We're going to talk about dinner with a ghost, because it's almost Halloween. So we're going to have John Cushman. He goes around the country having dinner with ghosts. And so until we meet again, do look up the subject. And remember, guys, while you're going around doing all this crazy research, it is okay to flip your wig. It is not okay to lose your mind. And we will see you next week for dinner with a ghost. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.